This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I honestly don't know that I can do a show with you guys anymore.
Why?
And I'm trying really hard. I know I'm all over the map. I'm up and down with how the texters, the trolls have said I need to be nicer. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're a texter at 51059, you're going to agree with me that there's something wrong with T-Hack and Aaron when I tell you what they just told me.
No, I think people are on our side.
No, yeah. They're not.
People will be.
No, they're not. There's no way.
Okay.
T-Hack said he's never had a full glass of wine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Aaron spent 4 days in Napa, all expenses paid, mm-hmm. and all wine covered, mm-hmm. and had 1 glass of wine.
Yeah.
Wow, oh, all the wine is covered?
Yeah. You got tastings and it's just with record labels, okay, and they're like, come on into Farniente, and Aaron's like, no thanks, water please. Text to 51059 and tell me that you're on my side.
That's $1.50 for the water. Like, okay.
It probably is. And so there's a story out that Gen Z is all of a sudden not into wine.
Yeah. They're just not into drinking in general. No? Yeah.
I have helped tuck you into an ambulance, so I know that's not true of you.
I have learned from my mistakes.
Okay. Yeah, you learned.
I have.
You've not been in an ambulance since then.
Correct. And I'm way
you've
less
made
into drinking.
Some shady decisions.
Sober.
Okay. But like, what is it? Is it that I just need to understand why you mm-hmm. won't drink wine? Tiak, you're a married man.
Yes.
To sit down mm-hmm. when your kids, especially with them being young, 7, 8 o'clock, they're in bed, right?
Right, right.
About to go snuggle up on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch prisoners have relations with their sig others as yeah. they come in.
Love
for
after lockup.
There it is.
Yeah. It's a great night. Yeah.
Conjugal visits, and you're not gonna pour her. She's Costa Rican, right? Puerto Rican. Like a big like Spanish, like a Tempranillo or something. I bet she loved like a good red.
So you're
have some candles lit.
You're getting, I think, to the reason I don't. It's intimidating. It's intimidating to learn about all the wine, right? Like mm-hmm. when you're first starting drinking as a young person, you don't have any money, so you're getting the bottom shelf of everything.
Of course.
And everyone knows you don't get the bottom shelf of wine because that's only going to give you a hangover.
It's not true.
But that's all I've ever heard, I guess. It's
no,
like you
no.
get a hangover and it tastes real bad. And it's like the wine just feels too elevated for me. I don't know enough about it. And my wife does like to drink a glass of wine every once in a while. That's when I've had it, is when she's let me have a sip. To try it.
She literally, is it like yeah. communion where she has the towel and she wipes it off after you?
I genuflect, but I don't have to. I still do.
What? Okay. I'm just saying, like, the one that's going to give you a hangover is the crappy, like $2 Chuck. And not even that, because that's not even that bad. That's the, is that Trader Joe's wine?
Maybe.
Charles Shaw. They call it $2 Chuck. It used to be $2. It's so
really,
but it's
and we used to. I guess sometimes we play slap the bag. You heard of that? Which you get the boxed wine because
yep.
inside it's got an udder. Basically, it's a big bag of wine, mm-hmm. and then you just kind of
man, you are just turning me on so hard right now.
What, but
and
exactly,
then you take
so
the box off and slap it.
Yeah, then it's just a big bag. And you got to slap.
Why?
Not the box.
I don't know.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
So you just get out.
You just drink out of the spigot, out of the big.
Yeah.
sack.
And then when
of
you're
wine.
Done taking your hit, you slap the bag.
Yeah. And then you kind of pass it down. Yeah. But that's still not really drinking wine. You're not
no,
like,
it's definitely
you're not smelling
100%
it.
And, not.
Well, what year
you
is this box?
You don't have to do all that stuff. You don't have
it feels though intimidating, especially like I'm supposed to pour my wife a bottle of Spanish wine. I don't know. I don't know American wine. Do they make wine here? Probably, maybe.
Buddy, we
Napa,
just
okay. Oh my
All
god.
Right. But I don't know. It's too intimidating. And I don't want to pour something bad because that's like a faux pas, right?
But if your wife doesn't know wine either, then you can't go wrong. Or just buy what you already know she likes. Like look at the bottles in the recycle bin. Like in my recycle bin, you got a large. No, I don't drink that much wine anymore. But I'm just saying, or I'll help you. But like,
I need the help. Yeah,
you're gonna judge though. Like, you're gonna help, but you're also gonna insult.
No.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna be totally honest with you. I wish I could go back in time to where you two are right now.
Really?
And I would tell you to stop at a certain point. Like you actually inadvertently did the right thing in Napa, because I was if I spent $20 on a bottle of wine. Like, we'd open that on our anniversary. Like, that's fancy wine.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, I would say.
Right, no. And you would drink it and go, God, this tastes so much better than that $8 bottle we had a couple nights ago. You're like, this is living. Mm-hmm. We're drinking Apothic Red. Oh, so good. It's this blend or whatever. Apothic is trash. I wouldn't clean a penny with it right now. But I only know that because I went on a bunch of those trips to Napa and they show you what it's supposed to taste like. And then once you realize, you can never go
back.
See,
I've been a couple of times and I have tried multiple things, but they all just taste the same.
But nobody was talking to you.
They were.
And you're just, God.
But it just tastes like a red. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you not have a palate? You have that weird tongue.
Weird tongue has nothing to do with my
palate. You don't know.
Palate.
Your weird, weird geographic tongue might have, your taste buds are all screwed up.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to, because like now I can walk by a wine and tell you what it's worth, what it is. Like I'm like legit.
Wow. That's what I need. I need to just get to a certain point and then you need to stop me. So you help me.
But I mean, if you're happy, but like, do you want to, don't you want to go to on your anniversary, do you guys go out?
We do. Yeah. I get like a Coke or something. I know, you're right. It would be much more mature and like manly and romantic and sexy and all those things to order wine.
For you to just like grab the psalm, wave him over and go, I'd like to get a good Chianti from my wife. Something
wow.
like,
yeah.
It's kind of basic. It's Italian. It's not like a crazy super Tuscan. Like you're just going to get a great wine.
Okay.
And then she's going to, and then they'll cork it and you smell the cork and like you twirl and you do the, it's a panty dropper, bro.
But I need to learn all of that. I'm going to.
He's going to do that and then hand her the glass and then say, hey, can I get a Coke?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.